Listen to this. Every place your foot shall tread, that I will do. I want to talk about that this morning.
It's time for another Holy Ghost-inspired message from God's Word, recorded live at Living Water Church in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Now, here's Pastor Jerry.
Father, thank you for the time of worship together. And I'm just asking, Lord, that as we meditate upon your word, the psalmist said, I meditate upon that word day and night. Lord, that it would do something for us in changing us more into your likeness and being what you've called us to be. Think a little bit more about our lives and what direction they're heading and where we're going, Lord. And I will bless you and I will thank you, Lord. Today, would you use me as your mouthpiece? And Lord, let me be a blessing to the people of God as we lead in the ways of righteousness. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen and amen. This morning, I'm excited that God always gives a word. He always gives a word. He never lacks that. Because we know, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, saith the Lord. But it will accomplish what I sent it to do. And it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Pastor Aaron preached that not too long ago, didn't he? He asked me this morning, he said, Pastor, are you preaching this morning? I hope so. You know, I heard recently from someone, and I haven't heard this in a long time, where there was tag team preaching. Anybody been in a service like that before? In the old days, that's, you know, tag team preaching where there was be like four or five preachers and each one would get up and they'd just begin on a roll of maybe 10, 15 minutes and then the next one would step in and kind of follow right along in those footsteps, and it's just a leading of the Holy Ghost moving there. And you know, I remember that in a lot of our tent meetings that I was involved in, but anymore I think I might have trouble with 15 minutes, you know, just Dora says, amen, right? I hear you laughing back there, Dee, all right. I'd just be getting started and somebody says, all right, move over, my turn. All right, this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 11 is where I'd like to begin. Now I got that song rolling around in my brain. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Let's sing bass now, right? Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'm in an interesting mood today. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 11. Isn't it good to have enjoyment in time in church? Amen. You know, when I was younger, I thought I had to be all dignified, you know. And Brother Rick remembers this. I'd wear a tie most of the time. Even when I went bowling, you know. Because I had to be dignified. And then God broke me of that. And now I just stretch when I go bowling. Okay? Katie remembers that. All right, get to the word, Pastor. All right, here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22. God speaking here through Moses, and God says, for if you shall diligently keep all of these commandments which I have commanded you, to do them, to love the Lord with your God, to walk in all of his ways, and to cleave unto him, Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. And I can just see that happening as the Lord has pointed out to Moses now. I am setting before you these two things, the blessing of God and the curse. Now, naturally, which one would you want? A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. So this morning I think about that as an introductory text. There's so many things that God would speak to us here this morning, but I'm going to major on just one of those. Turn with me now just a couple chapters ahead to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river Euphrates, to the land of the Hittites, under the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance in the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be you strong and be very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which my servant Moses commanded you, not to turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night upon it, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. I'm about ready to have a shouting fit here. Can you have one with me? Hallelujah! There's just so much here. And I thought about after these introductory texts, we could just close up the book and say, Hallelujah, God is good and His mercy endures forever. But since I can't go less than 15 minutes, Dee, I've got to go on here, all right? All right, thank you. With both Moses and Joshua, what words did God speak to them, both of them? Listen to this. Every place your foot shall tread, that I will give you. I want to talk about that this morning. Every place, you see, that was the promise that was given. And interesting enough, that though a time period had gone by, But Joshua takes over after Moses, and God gives him the same words, Kath. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we think about that text. If God told Moses, God told Joshua, is God saying the same thing to us today? I believe that. Does it apply to us today? Because some people say, well, you know, that was just Moses. That was a special incident right there. Moses and Joshua, because they were supposed to split up all this territory and give it to the people of God. But I don't believe that that's the case. I believe this thread continues on throughout the Word of God, but somehow or another, we as a church have missed it along the way. Well, that was just for them. That blessing was just for them. But God is saying the exact same thing to us. And the Lord began to speak this to me all week. This phrase was going on in my heart. Every place your foot shall tread. Now I want you to think about every place that your foot has tread in your lifetime. Okay? I don't care whether you're younger, you're older. How many places has your foot tread? When you begin to think about, you know, when the Lord began to give me this message and this title, I spent a good while thinking about all the places that my foot has gone. And all the places that I've been allowed to go. And there's a lot, right, Doris? How many of you have been to other states? How many have been to other countries where your foot has tread upon some foreign soil? What a blessing. And so when we begin to think about all of those places and put this text into place, every place that your foot shall tread, God says, if you will keep my commandments and follow after me, I will bless it. And I think a lot of times we miss, and we're so short-sighted of what God says, and we don't walk in it, and we don't believe it, and we miss out. You know, Laura oftentimes has said, the favor of God is with me. How many of you believe that? But it's only with Laura, right? But yet we negate the whole Word of God with things that we say. We really do. Nothing good ever happens to me. Everything that I touch just seems to fall apart. Well, you know, it's just in my family. My whole family's like that way. Everything we touch, you know, we don't have the hand that touches things and it blossoms. Somebody sent me an interesting thing. Can't remember who it was. It might have been Shauna. Sometimes she sends things like this to me. But I told Judy about this yesterday that says, I'm a good gardener. It's just that those plants didn't try hard enough. Now that's looking at it the other way, right? But I think sometimes we condemn ourselves with the words that come out of our mouths. And the Lord is saying, every place that your foot shall tread, I will bless it if you are following the words of my commandments. Choose you this day you will serve, right? Blessings or cursings? How many of you want the blessings? We want it, but let's begin to walk in that and believe what God says instead of negating it with our own mouths. I believe that this applies to us, and I'm going to be talking about several different ways that this applies to us. So Jesus gave his disciples. Remember when he left this earth? How many of you were there? We remember it because of the Word of God tells us this. That Jesus, when He was leaving the earth, He said, "All power and authority has been given unto Me. Go ye therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Lord, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you." Okay? This was how Jesus left us. Teach them to do everything that I have commanded. Lo, I'm going to be with you just part of the time. Right? He says, I'm going to be with you all of that time. Okay? Jesus gave His disciples some things, and I want us to go take a look at that. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. We're going to start to get into some things here. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Now, in this particular passage of Scripture, Jesus had sent out His disciples two by two, and they went out ministering and changing lives and casting out demons. But listen to this when they come back. And He said unto them, verse 18, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, to some of us, that appears as if it's just a phrase out of nowhere. Because they just come back from serving, and Jesus throws out this thing, I watched Satan get kicked out of heaven. And then He goes on to say, behold, I give you power. Listen, how do we know that we have power? Because Satan has been kicked out of the kingdom of God. Amen? And go back, and Jesus said, I have been given all authority now. Right? This now belongs to Me. Look at this now. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. All right. But I want to go back to this portion here where He says, behold, I give you power. How many of you actually believe that? All right. Then if we believe that, and we're all guilty, why don't we act like it? We believe it because the Word of God says it. But I believe that God is bringing His church in today, right now, into the place from reading His Word, saying, yeah, I believe that, to now translating that into action. Behold, I give you power. But many Christians don't act like it. It's like having a souped-up car, and it's got a huge motor in it. Someone comes up next to you. That's always a male sign, you know what I mean? And they're looking at your vehicle. You know, it's got this big turbo thing sticking out of the front of it on the top. And they're looking at you going, come on now. And you look over at them and go, no, I ain't got anything. I don't have anything. And they're like, yes, you do. You don't know what you got. All right, come on, let's go. And the light turns green. You like my sound effects this morning. Told you I'm in an interesting mood this morning, right? And you say, I better take it easy because I'm not sure whether this can handle this. Now, I know Kathy would not do that, right? How many of you ladies in here would jump on that thing, right? Yeah. You know, I found that in my lifetime, there's many ladies that have more of a lead foot than men, you know. They just like that, you know. You weren't like that, right, Patty?
No, she does it.
She does it. Sorry, Kath, you know. All right. But do we know what we have? We have it at our disposal to use, and yet we act as if we don't. Behold, I give you power. We have today a power. He gives it to us today, a power to have authority every place that we walk, every place that our foot treads. He has given us safety every place that our foot will tread, and dominion wherever our feet will tread. Now listen, we are in a day and age right now where we have many principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that are acting in authority right now in our world. And yet we have a church that has been told, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Yes. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, and yet we're afraid to step out. Oh, you know, let's not talk about these principalities and powers because they might come after us. Do we believe what Jesus said? Dominion wherever our feet shall tread. Safety. I want to again go back and think about all the places that our feet have been. From this day forward, I'd like for us to keep that in mind, that wherever our feet shall tread, Jesus said, what? I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be there. You have the power that I have given you. Joshua and Moses heard the Lord talk about this. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Go back there again. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that does go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited about that. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people and lead, which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that does go before you, and He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Now that was only for Joshua, right? No, it was not. It was for Wanda. It was for Rick. Pat, it was for you. Do not be afraid. Be of good courage, for I am with you. I'm not going to leave you. If you know, how many of you, if you had Jesus that was walking with you everywhere you went, you just put your head high and said, we can do everything together. There's nothing that we can't do because I got Jesus. He's right here. I got Jesus. If He came down here right now and walked with you, how many of you would be confident? Why are we not now? Because He said He's with us. You might not be able to see Him. But that's okay. His promise is still true. So therefore, I can have confidence and I can have boldness to enter into these areas of life. Listen, there is no place or thing that life will throw you, that your foot will tread into, that you're not able to handle. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Because He is with me. That's why. And that's why when people say, aren't you afraid to go there or go? And I never forget the words of Pastor Aaron many years ago. When was it? 2006, wasn't it?
6 or 7.
Yeah. We went to Haiti. We come out of the airport. There's tanks everywhere. There's UN peacekeepers everywhere with rifles that have bayonets on the end of them. And he looks at me and says, are you sure God called us to come here? Now, what if I'd have said no?
We'd have turned around and got back on the plane.
Every place, see, and I know this from God, every place that your foot shall tread, I will give you power, I'll give you authority, I'll give you safety. Authority, even when in the enemy's territory. Now, I will tell you this. You have to know that you heard from God when you enter into enemy territory. You don't just haphazardly walk in there. Because I can tell you, when I saw that, and I saw tanks and rifles everywhere, and Dorsonville grabbing us and throwing us all into a vehicle saying, hurry up. We got to get in here now. That flesh man is saying what? Are you sure? But by the word of God and knowing that God had called us to go there, I knew that every place my foot would tread, God would be there. Doesn't mean you're not going to have any struggles. Okay, listen to this. Because remember this, if you were here Wednesday night, we talked about Satan and how he hinders the believers. You can expect that. You can expect a hindrance. But God will always be with you when you enter into that territory. Turn with me over to Mark chapter 16. One of my favorite portions of Scripture in Mark. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he, Jesus, said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We hear that Scripture a lot, right? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they might recover. The Bible says, and they shall recover. Okay? Some of us pick and choose what things we're going to believe here in this. But Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In every place that your foot shall tread. I'm going to keep bringing that back up. Because in every place, these signs shall follow you. But if we don't believe that, they're not going to follow. Because you remember what he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. I know that if God has called me into enemy territory, that he is going to be there with me. Because these signs will follow those that believe. You know, there's a lot of people, they go out looking for demons. And they say, well, you know, I'm going to cast them out. I'm going to go look for them and cast them out. There was a particular ministry years ago back in the 80s that was just really putting this forth that we should really go and find all these demons and cast them out. Because the Bible says they'll cast out demons. But listen, if you are going in outside of God's will, you're in trouble. You don't go looking for demons. But if a demon happens to get in your way of the things of God and the way that your foot shall tread, what does the Bible say? In my name you shall cast out demons. Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And it must obey. That's the word of God. Some people say, well, there's no demons today. Where have you been at? You know, the enemy will come in like a flood. Even, listen, for believers, let me make this very clear. A believer in Jesus Christ that has the Holy Ghost in them, you cannot be possessed of a demonic spirit. Because there's only one spirit that can dwell within you. But Satan can send oppressive spirits to try and hinder you and try to get you discouraged. And we just have to deal with that, right? Come on now. Do we just have to deal with that? When those oppressive spirits come, we come back to the Word of God, and these signs shall follow. In my name they will cast out devils. Listen, I don't care who you are, and especially if you are working in the ministry, doing something for God, there will come times. You know, the other night I told Laura, I said, I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and there was such an oppressiveness in the spirit, and that oppressive spirit was basically trying to say to me, you'll never survive. You're not going to make it through this night. And I sat up and I said, in the name of Jesus, get out of this room now. You're a liar and the truth is not in you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And guess what? I'm going back to sleep. And there's some people that say, oh, well, you must have done something bad. An oppressive spirit. No. We're doing something right. We're doing something right. Take the authority where God has given that authority to you. Okay? When you enter into enemy territory, you have been given this. Okay? Cast out devils. Speak in new tongues. Oh, here we go with the tongues business. Yes! In my name, you'll speak with new tongues. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. That's the Word of God. So don't look at that and say, oh, well, I don't speak in tongues. Ask God. He's going to give you every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Listen, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. There are ministries, believe it or not, that have made it their ministry to go take up serpents. You know what? That's stupid. I'm just going to tell you that. That's stupidity. Well, God is going to be with me. He promised it. Not unless He told you to go do it. And this is talking about in the midst of going forward in ministry, there's going to be serpents that may bite at your feet. And you pick them up and say no. Okay? In Paul's way, there was a physical serpent that bit him when he was picking up sticks. It was a deadly serpent. But yet Paul shakes it off his arm and he lives. You shall take up serpents. That's what it's talking about. Don't go walking around looking for snakes, okay? And say, well, and I will tell you this. God will protect His own. Last summer, last summer, and this is not the first time that this happened. When I was a young man, probably about 14, I sat down on a bench, and there was a garden hose beside me, and I sat down, and right as I sat down, made myself comfortable, put my arm on this side, the garden hose was here, I looked down, there was a copperhead wrapped up inside. What do you do? I didn't know the Word of God, but God knew the Word of God. And He protected me from that. I got up off of that, and it was one of them swinging swings, too. And I was like, and got off of it. And just last summer, there was a pipe coming out of water, and I was washing out a paintbrush out of that pipe coming out in a ditch line. And had my hands right down, and I was washing my hands in that water that was in the ditch, you know, getting that paint off of there, washing like this. And I just happened to look, and within 6 inches was a copperhead. Lord, I know Your Word says You'll take up serpents, but I really don't want to take that one up. So protect me now, Lord. And I backed away with no incense. That's what God's talking about, okay? We don't go around looking for them. Number two, every place that your foot shall tread, He will give you safety. Many of us know this. The 23rd Psalm, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Listen, in places that are uncharted, places that you've never been before. You know, I hear people say, oh, I would never go into a new territory, or I would never go to a trip or someplace that I didn't know, that I wasn't familiar with. I would be afraid to do that. Why? Because God says, I will be with you every place your foot shall tread. And I can tell you, I told you that story of Laura and I going up the side of a mountain in Colorado, with no guardrail, dirt road, going up 9 miles up the side of a mountain in a Toyota Camry. Everybody else had four-wheel drives. Did God give us safety, Laura?
Amen.
She was praying the whole way. Isaiah 43. Listen to what Isaiah said. But now, verse 1, thus saith the Lord that created you, Jacob, that formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Woo! That is the power of God. That's talking about treading, where you walk. Though you walk through the fire, I will be with you. And some people would say, no, this is not true. God was not with my uncle or my aunt, they were walking through, or my loved one, they were walking through disease and then they died. God wasn't with them. Yes, He was. He said, I will be with you. I'll walk through that with you. Whatever you're going through, whatever I'm going through, His promise is that He would walk with us. And that flame would not kindle upon me. See, we're a little short-sighted. We just think, well, you know, that didn't work because they passed. God was still with them. He escorted them right on into heaven. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And he's not going to, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Verse 4, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for thee, the people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Does that sound like God would leave us? Safety in uncharted, dangerous ground where our foot treads. Some of us are there right now. We're in uncharted territory. We don't know, but we don't have to be afraid. We don't, because He's with us. He made us a promise, and He will not slack on His promise. Lastly, we walk in dominion when we walk in Christ. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
The Word of God does not say that we walk in defeat. And if you're walking in defeat, it's time to change. It's time to get a new attitude. It's time to get an attitude adjustment. That's what some of our parents said when they were getting ready to hit you with the belt or the paddle. Time for you to get an attitude adjustment. Amen. Amen. There is a tiny little book in that Old Testament called Habakkuk. I'd like you to turn over to Habakkuk chapter 3. Some of you said, there's an actual Bible book called that? Yes. Habakkuk chapter 3. He was a prophet of God. And here's what he has to say. Verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Sounds like a pretty bad day, right? That's one of them days when all of us say, nothing seems to be going right today. Or we say, when it rains, it pours. How many of you ever had some of those days before? And we have been convinced somewhere along the line, even as Christians, well, you know, it's just one of them days. Everything's going to go wrong, so I might as well just quit. Is that scriptural? It's not scriptural. And here Habakkuk is saying this, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. How many of you do that when everything's going wrong? We struggle with that, don't we? We want to grumble. We want to complain. Nothing's going right. Time to get an attitude adjustment. Boom! With the Word of God. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Does that sound like victory to you? It is. It is. We walk in dominion when we walk in Christ. I believe that we need to expect these things. And get out of the stinking thinking mentality that we have. Because it doesn't come from God. It comes from the world. And yet we have conformed to the world and the world's thinking, stop that! Because God's word is full. He says, every place your foot will tread, I will give you my blessing. It doesn't matter what's going wrong. Look at what Habakkuk says. Everything seemed to be failing. Yet, I will give praise to my God. When things start going wrong, that's the time to say, wait a minute, I need an attitude adjustment here. I need an attitude adjustment. Step back away from it. Get somewhere with just you and God and say, I remember Habakkuk. He says, yet I will praise you when everything's going wrong. And God will change your tune. Okay? He'll change it. Expect it. But if you choose, remember, blessings and cursings, if you choose this side, that's what you get. But I want to choose this side. Beware of the pitfalls, folks. I want to close this morning with Psalm 37. Psalm 37, starting in verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume in the smoke and consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and giveth. I love that verse. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Every place that your foot shall tread. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Does God know where your feet are going to go? Yes, He does. He says, I'll be with you in that. And He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. So many things in that that we could preach on. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He orders his steps, and remember, authority, even in enemy territory, he's with us when we're walking in an uncharted territory and dangerous territory. He will not let our steps fall. He will be right there and say, come on. Get back up. Get back up. Let's go again. And remember the words of Habakkuk. Though all these things are going wrong, I will praise you because you have my steps ordered. Every place that your foot shall tread, God will bless. As a believer, because you've chosen the blessings of God. Father, thank you for this word today. Oh, Father, help us to constantly remember this. I know, Lord, that we're going to be challenged with things to come. And things appear to be going wrong in every direction. But I will praise you because I know that my steps are ordered by you. And I know that you will be with me throughout every step of this way. While I am here, sojourning on this earth, Lord, and we will praise you and thank you for the word you've given today. In Jesus' name.
We thank you for listening to today's message and pray that the Holy Spirit touched your heart. If you would like to support this ministry, please send your donation to Living Water Church, 1000 Hall Valley Drive, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. Living Water Church is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible.